Amen. If you're blessed, give him a hand clap of praise today. If you're blessed, stand to your feet with me today. We're going to turn to the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm so excited to be in the house of the Lord. What a wonderful day to commemorate 6 wonderful years. Amen. Of us being together in the house of the Lord. Amen. Giving us this opportunity to gather on a weekly basis to magnify his name. There are so many tremendous relationships that have been forged in this atmosphere. There are people in this room I have met at the lowest points in their life. And today we have great friendships. There are people we have been through things with them, the loss of family members, the loss of spouses, the birth of children. We have enjoyed so many ups and downs in this short 6 years. The Lord has been good to us. The Lord has been good to us. Amen. I want to turn to the word of the Lord today. If you'll meet me in the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter. I got something burning in my soul today. I'll preach it whether you help me or not. I'm just going to tell you on the front end. But if you want to help me, Brother Peter, you're more than welcome to help me today, sir. Matthew, the 26th chapter and the 36th verse. Shout yes when you're there. Matthew 26 and 36. Amen. I'm thankful today for having the opportunity to turn to the word of the Lord. Amen. There's power in the word today. Matthew 26 and 36, the word of the Lord says, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane." A little tongue-tied this afternoon. "And saith unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go yonder and pray." Verse 37 says, "And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and the Lord fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and he findeth them asleep. And he saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me but 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. 3 times Jesus left his disciples and went to pray for this cup of death to pass from him. But each time he would utter those words, he would end up saying, "Nevertheless, not mine will, but thine will be done." Jesus understood that some things only come from the press. Some things only come from the press. With the help of the Lord today and the support of this body, I want to preach to you on this topic. The power in the press. The power in the press. Amen. Help me magnify the Lord today before we're seated all over this house. Come on, help me lift up his glorious name today. Help me give him a most high praise that he's so deserving of today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together today. Hallelujah. Worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. It's due him today. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. What happened to my picture that was on there? The Lord three times left his disciples and went to pray for this cup to pass from him. And each time he went to pray, he would end up saying, "Nevertheless, not mine will be done, but thine will be done." On the night before Jesus would suffer and die, after finishing the Passover meal with his disciples, he takes them to a garden to pray. The name of that garden was Gethsemane. The Garden of Gethsemane was an olive grove. And in those olive groves, they would have a press there that they would use to extract the oil. There it is. They would use to extract the oil from the olives. In most of those olive groves, they would have a press, so they would be able to retrieve the oil. It was not an easy process to get the oil out of the olive. As you see in this picture here, most of the time, It would be a donkey tied to a log that ran through a big concrete wheel. They would put the olives in the center there, and the donkey would walk in a circular motion, and it would press and it would squeeze the olives and it would squeeze the oil right out of the olives. It was not an easy process. Oil was very valuable in those days, in the first century. It was much more valuable than the olive itself. So in order not to waste any of it, they would put the olives through three series of presses. There would be three presses. The first time the olives were pressed, you would obtain the purest of oil, what the Bible calls the clear oil. It was used by the high priest in the tabernacle for the lighting of the candles and for the anointing of the priest and for the anointing of all the things in the tabernacle. That was the purest form of the oil which would come from the first pressing. The second and the third pressings were a little less pure oil that was used for medicine. It was used for cooking. It was used for ordinary and average things. The suffering of our Lord did not begin on the day that he died, church. It began the night before. It was here in the Garden of Gethsemane that the pressing of our Lord began. It was here that he surrendered his own fleshly will. It was here that he gave way to the approaching sufferings and his soon coming crucifixion, where he would die on Calvary's hill. Three times the sonship said, "Father, let this cup pass from me." But he knew each time, he knew the joy that was set before him. He knew the redemption that was coming by his blood. He knew the joy that would only be found in the receiving and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. So he gave way there in the Garden of Gethsemane to the pressing of the oil. Church, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He could have stopped it, but he didn't. Why? Because he knew you could not ever get the oil without the crushing of the olive. Can I tell somebody today, the power is in the press. Can I tell somebody in this house today, Gethsemane is the place where the Lord's suffering began. The Hebrew word for olive oil is shemen. The Hebrew word for press is gat. So gat shemin is Hebrew for the oil press. Gat shemin is where we get the word Gethsemane at. It means the olive press today. For the oil to be released, there has to be a crushing. Gethsemane is where this crushing began. The crushing of the Lord's will. The crushing of the Lord's life. The crushing of our sins that he bore upon himself. The crushing of our past. The crushing of our failures. It's the place where the most valuable thing was extracted. It's the place where the pressing began. Why did the Lord go to Gethsemane? So the pressing could begin. My God, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised, Brother David, for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He didn't just take on our sins. He became our sins. He became our sins. And those sins had to be crushed on Calvary. But it began in Gethsemane. Thank God he gave his best for us, church. He gave his best for us today. Oil in the scripture is linked to healing. Oil in the scripture is linked to joy. Oil in the scripture is linked to the anointing. Oil was used to anoint kings. Oil was used to anoint prophets. Oil was used to make fragrance. Oil was used for healing balms. Oil was used for cooking and for lighting. These people's lives depended upon the oil. That's why David put a keeper down in the cellar at the entrance to the oil. David put a keeper right there to protect the oil. Their lives depended upon the oil, and our lives depend today upon this oil. But you can't get the oil without the crushing of the olive. Praise God. You cannot get the oil without the pressing of the olive. Amen. Our lives today depend upon the oil that comes only from the Holy Ghost. So the next time you feel like your life is in the press, guess what? It is. Next time you feel like your life is being pressed upon, guess what? It is. But Jesus has already been there. Jesus has already conquered it. He brought you there so you could surrender your will. He brought you there so you could embrace the fact that if you suffer with him, you're also going to reign with him. Hallelujah. He brought you there to refine you, to squeeze you, to press you so he could extract the very best out of you. You cannot get to the oil without the pressing of the olive. The oil was more valuable than the olive. Church, the power is in the press. My God. My God, I'm feeling the press today, but it's not going to destroy me. It's going to purify me. I'm feeling the pressure today. I'm feeling life's struggles today. I'm feeling all hell assail me, but it's not going to destroy me today. It's going to refine me. It's going to press me. It's going to extract the very best out of me today. Hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Come on, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels today, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. May be of God and not of us. So we are troubled on every side. Troubled on every side today, yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed today. Why? Because we find ourselves sometimes in the press, but Jesus has already been in the press. He's already been in the press. Come on. We're troubled on every side, church. It's just the press. The Lord's just extracting the best out of us. The Lord's just teaching us that we cannot reign with him if we're not ready to suffer with him. Hallelujah. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. in the garden. Jesus was overwhelmed with sorrow. The Bible says to the point of death. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, Jesus felt the weight of what was awaiting him. He knew. He knew what was coming the next day, Brother Mike. He knew he was going to be crucified. He knew he was going to bear the weight of our sin. He felt the weight of what was awaiting him. Let me tell you something. There are people in this room today that are bearing the weight of what is awaiting them. Yeah, you are. You're bearing the weight of what is awaiting you. The pressing of Jesus in Gethsemane, the oil press, is tied to your healing. It's tied to your joy. It's tied to you having the opportunity to be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and fire today. The Lord wants to renew somebody in the Holy Ghost today. When the oil was pressed, they got oil for lighting. They got oil for medicine. They got oil for cooking. They got oil for food. But when Jesus was pressed, we got the light of the world. We got the bread that came down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and never die. We got the healing of the nations by his stripes. We are healed today. When Jesus was pressed, we received the best of him. Just as the oil was pressed three times in the press, Jesus was pressed three times in the garden. Three times he sought the Lord. Three times. Three times he prayed. The sonship, the flesh, the man cried out, "Father, let this cup pass from me. Let this cup pass from me." Three times. Three times he had to conquer his own will. Church, oil in the Bible in its highest symbolism is to be filled with the Spirit of God. The suffering of our Lord did not start on Calvary. It was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the olive grove there in Gethsemane. He prayed, and the Bible says that his sweat became as blood. The pressing started there in that garden. Before Judas ever entered and gave him a kiss, before a single soldier ever came and laid hold on him, his suffering had already started. The pressing of the olive, the pressing of the Lord. So many times we think about Calvary, we think about the price that he paid. But there's nothing that we could go through today that he has not already conquered. I can only imagine the emotions that he must have felt that night. After he left the Passover dinner with his disciples, eating with them the Last Supper. And then he goes into a garden called Gethsemane to pray. And it was there the Lord tells his disciples, "Just wait here while I go yonder to pray." And there he falls down, and there he begins to weep. There he begins to struggle with his own will and his own flesh. There he finds himself in the press, and his sweat becomes as blood. It was the pressing. It was the pressing. But before we could receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, "If I go not away, the Comforter, he's not going to come." He knew what he had come to do. He knew what he had to do. Come on, when Jesus was pressed, we got the light of the world, we got the healing of the nations, and we got the bread of life today. The pressing started there in the Garden of Gethsemane before Judas ever kissed him, before a guard ever laid a hand on him, he knew. He knew what he had come to do. Church, he paid a debt that he did not owe. He paid a debt that he did not owe. He became sin that he did not know. He didn't just take upon you himself your sins. He became that sin. He became the evening sacrifice. He became the scapegoat that would carry your sins as far as the east is to the west. He became sin that he did not know. He's still doing it today. He's still saving today. He's still healing today. He's still moving today. He's still the burden bearer today. Hallelujah. And you can give it all to him today. You don't have to carry it another day. You don't have to carry it another moment. He's here today. He's here. You can give it all to him. He can handle the press today. The press releases the power. The press is about to release some stuff. The press is about to release some stuff. The Lord will trade you. The Bible says the oil of joy for your mourning, the garment of praise for your spirit of heaviness. The Lord will trade you today. Why? Because you are the planting of the Lord. You are the apple of his eye. But for him to extract the most valuable thing out of you, you got to go through the press. You got to go through the press today. Would you come as we sing this last song unto the Lord? These altars are open. The power is in the press. The suffering of the Lord was not just on Calvary's hill. He began in the Garden of Gethsemane, the place of the oil press, the place where the Lord would begin to surrender his own will and his own way, give his life. There his sweat became his blood. There the struggle began. There the victory began. There it all began, there in the Garden of Gethsemane. There in the Garden of Gethsemane, the power is in the press. These altars are open today. Would you get out of that seat, walk to the front of this church, and seek the Lord today and say, Lord, the next time I find myself in the press, help me to realize before I ever got here, you were already here. Before I ever got here, you already gave me victory over this place. Lord, I want you to extract the best out of me. I want you to extract the most valuable out of me. Just let me, Lord, endure the press. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to destroy you. It's going to refine you. It's going to pull the best out of you. And only the Lord knows how to put you through the press today. Let's love him all over this house as we sing this last closing song unto the Lord today.